The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Here we are again, the start of a new year, and you know what that means, the opportunity to get ahead on your financial strategy for 2024. Now, there are several deadlines that you need to remember throughout the year. We do this every year. We're going to hit the highlights so you can mark your calendars for key retirement dates to remember. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, where we talk about retirement planning. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial are located right here in Silicon Valley. Let me get you that phone number to get you started. 800-454-1184. Call for a complimentary appointment. 800-454-1184. You can use that same number and text the word toolbox to get Eric's book that he has written, Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, but also other educational tools that you can download. Just text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184 and also find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hey, great to be here with you again.
Yeah, Loanne, it's a new year, so happy New Year's to everybody. And then, you know, now it's starting to think about, yeah, you're going to have a little bit of, you know, last year stuff, right? All the wrap-up stuff, but you should also be thinking about what are those critical timelines for this year and, you know, what things should we do? And of course, everybody's setting all those New Year's resolutions, or they've already all expired probably by now.
By now, probably, right? Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things that I think is so critical, though, is people just always overlook. It's like, geez, take some time, sit down, get your own plan together, and, you know, make sure you take some time for yourself to figure this out. And once you have your financial stuff in order, it's going to make the rest of your life so much easier. So, you know, people need to take a little moment and say, okay, yeah, I'm going to finally get this done.
Right. I so agree. And it's also a time to kind of, you know, start over. That's what I'm doing with my calendar, with all my work things, you know, just things I want to get done and updated for the new year. But it's time to go over some key deadlines because we need to mark these on our calendar while we're all doing this, you know, first of the year prep work. So tell us, what would be some things we need to mark?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things. Some are, of course, are age based, and some are just, you know, calendar based, I guess. One is if you're over 65 and you're like to do an HMO, which what they call Medicare Advantage, that deadline is now till March 31st to you know, switch different plans.
Okay.
The other weird one is technically April 1st is the deadline if you turned 73 last year and you still hadn't taken your required minimum distribution, but usually it makes more sense to take it that same year.
Right.
But if you screw it up, you still got time to fix it. That's only the very first year you have to have required minimum distributions. Obviously, people usually know about April 15th and tax day, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you can't extend out to October. And hopefully, at least for California, we don't get any more crazy, stupid extensions. I don't think we've had a normal tax deadline. I think the last one we had was actually 2019 was
Seriously?
The last time we had a non-extended one for most of the states. So, yeah. So those are some stuff. And then, of course, regular Medicare is at the end of 2024. So that's now a long time away.
Right.
You know, and then obviously you have to take out that required minimum distribution if you're 73 or older. But if you've also inherited an IRA since 2020, you have to take money out every single year out of those too. So don't think it's only for people who are 73 and up. It can actually be for people a lot younger.
Uh-huh.
They've been waiving those a couple of times because they kept nobody kept figuring out what the law was, and and I'm guessing they won't waive it ever again. So, yeah, it might be a time to be thinking about that and, you know, making sure you're on track for all those critical deadlines.
Yeah, good point. And then, of course, the end of the year again, and we're going to be saying Happy New Year to 2025. Roth conversions need to be done because, you know, it takes in that year's taxable income, right? And then, of course, any charitable givings. We talked about that at the end of this past year. That has to be done by the 31st, too, for tax reporting purposes. So a lot of good stuff there. Thank you for all that. And if you want any help with that, you know, that's why Eric and his team are here. They can guide you, you know, with anything retirement. I mean, this is what you focus on. And you've been doing this for a long time, Eric. I know it's your goal by 2031 is to help 1,001 people retire well, right?
Yeah. And so one thing that we set up is a lot of tools in our toolkit. We have a digital toolkit where you can just go in there and get a lot of educational stuff. Some, you know, will your money last as long as you do? You know, what's the timing for Social Security? You know, those kind of issues that you really need to know about. Even the copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth. So it's stuff that's super easy to download. They're quick reads. And so not going to douse you with a ton of technical junk, right? Just stuff that makes it easy to understand. So, yeah, if you want to get that link, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. So one thing that's not on that list of dates to put on our calendar is something related to Social Security. So let's say someone maybe is thinking about taking Social Security. How do you help them figure that out this year?
Yeah, well, obviously there's the main ages, which haven't really technically changed too much, well, at least the first two. So there's the early one, which is 62. That's the youngest you can turn it on. Although if you're working, you're going to probably give all the money back. So it doesn't usually make sense to do with that unless you're committed to not working anymore. And then 70, there's no reason to not turn it on unless you just want to donate money back to the government without any receipt. So, you know, usually I'll have it turned on by then. For most of us, if you're born 1916 later, age 67 is a full retirement, but a lot of people still turn it on at 65 because that's when they want to retire because they get Medicare. You know, so yeah, knowing when that date is, it doesn't have to be on your birthday. I mean, that's just the ages that people use. Sometimes it makes sense. Like I've got a lot of clients that are actually starting this month in January because lots of times tax-wise we'll do it to say, okay, well, why don't we wait till the next tax year? Because if you stopped working or you're about to stop working, you know, it'll be less taxable, you know, in that year. So, you know, so sometimes it makes sense to do stuff like that around the time end of the year. But it is one of those things where you need to have a plan, especially if you're married. You know, if you're married, you have to, whoever's got the lower earnings history is the one who usually should turn on their income first. And then that second person you want to have typically wait as long as they can, because that's going to be the check that lasts for as long as one of you are alive.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So, okay, one of the things with our retirement savings is that, you know, we have a lot of risk that can, you know, impact our savings. So you guys do a review of risk and talk about that and when we should be getting that done.
Well, this is probably one of the ideal times we've ever seen because we know how ugly this year is going to get with all the election junk. And, you know, if we thought the last one was bad, this one's, one with AI and everything else and deep fakes and everything else, yeah. It's going to be even worse. But also right now, interest rates are cresting. I mean, it's, you know, right now we're at probably the peak that we're going to see. And there are some great guaranteed products out there. I mean, there's products that allow you to earn, you know, over double digit returns, you know, 10% plus with the stock market, you know, indexes, and they'll lock that in once a year. But if the money goes, you know, market goes down, you don't lose anything. So, you know, if you're really worried about what's this going to look like with this crazy political environment and you're worried about your portfolio, this is one of the best times we've seen in ages, really, to lock in some guaranteed stuff. So, you know, again, there, we've got that toolbox of great information, but you can also just set a time with us. And, you know, that might be the better way to go, is just text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. You can set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call with me, Eric Heckman, and we'll just go over what kind of concerns, what kind of things that you need to take care of. And then we can kind of go from there. Again, there's no cost, no obligation. So all you have to do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do it now. It's the beginning of the year. Get this done. Get Eric on your calendar so you can go in and see him. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we're not done yet. Still more to come. Stick around.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. So happy to have you along with us today. Now, we've repeated these stats time and time again. Thousands upon thousands of baby boomers are retiring every day. And by 2030, they're going to all be 65. So if baby boomers are literally up to bat for retirement, then that means Gen X, you're on deck. So we're going to talk more about Gen X here in just a little bit. But 10,000 boomers turning 65 each and every day. Eric, when you have that many people leaving the workforce, I want to talk about that potential impact on our economy.
Well, I mean, it's something we've been, you know, dealing with for a while, actually. I mean, it's not a new thing, right? No. So they've already been doing that. And you've already seen things like, I was just talking with a client who's going to be moving to Wisconsin, and they're having a house built for them. And that builder hadn't built any single story homes. He only builds two stories. What? And he's like, what? Why do you want? You know, it's like, because we're older. We're going to be, you know, and, you know, I've got another client moved to Florida, and that's what they got, was a single story house. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, I mean, I think one weird kind of real estate thing that people don't necessarily think of is single story homes aren't going to be quite as popular as, you know, if you're in a retirement kind of destination area, right?
Right.
You know, because a lot of people are older, they want to be able to age in place, not have those stairs, not have those other things. And, you know, so you're going to see stuff like that. Obviously, you're going to see a lot more people withdrawing money from the market. And that's going to be kind of a interesting phenomenon, because we'll have to see how much that does, you know, affect things, just because of, you know, if all those other generations aren't buying as much stock and there's more sellers than buyers. Yeah, that doesn't bode as well.
Right.
And, you know, and so those are some kind of nuanced little things that you'll see. Obviously, stuff like healthcare is going to get more expensive and things like that, because there's going to be a lot more usage of it, which means it's great if you're going into nursing or, you know, geriatric care or any of those kind of fields, right, are going to be huge. And yeah. So, you know, so there's good and bad to all of this stuff, right, always, any of these effects. But, yeah, I think it's something that people need to be kind of thinking about. And obviously, if you are a baby boomer, you need to be figuring out your own retirement for sure. But the other thing, too, is most of those baby boomers are going to spend it all before it gets to Gen X. There's maybe not going to be that, other than the house, maybe there's not going to be as much left. So if you're planning on that retirement, you might have to wait quite some time. I mean, I've got a lot of clients that are in their 60s and 70s that have their parents still alive.
Yeah.
Where their parents are in their 90s and even hundreds.
Wow.
So yeah, if you're counting on that retirement to help, you know, that inheritance to help your retirement, might be a long wait.
That's true. Yeah. So, okay. If anybody is, you know, in Gen X, then they might not want to really think about retirement. They think, you know, that's not really for me. But, you know, some of those people are 55. The first Gen Xers are in their mid 50s right now. So what do you want to say to them and how they can make the most out of these next 10, 15 years, Eric?
Well, these should be the peak earning years typically. So that means they should be just, you know, putting away as much as they possibly can. Hopefully they got the kids out of college and they're done with some of those costs. You know, there is financial aid for, you know, college. There's no financial aid for retirement. I always like to point that out. So don't be tempted to help your kids too much. You know, it's like, oh, well, now we want to do a master's because we can't get a job because you're going to spend more money to, you know, because you can't make money.
Yeah.
And you want me to pay for it? Yeah. No, don't do stupid stuff like that, that, you know, unless you know in your plan you can afford it. But if you can't afford it, you're not going to be able to, you know, overcome some of that stuff. So, yeah, I think it's a lot of it right now would be for them to have that plan, start getting that plan in place. Because once you hit 50, especially, you know, you should be making sure you're at least generally on the same right path, right? At least you're headed the right direction. And then you can see if those things would make sense or be crazy to do, you know. So, I think that's one of the biggest things for them is just start planning and then, of course, maxing out all the retirement that they can.
Now, I think you touched on this a moment ago, but can Gen Xers even count on things like Social Security, or is the conversation totally different?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's always fun because I'm a Gen Xer myself.
Yeah.
So, you know, every time it seems like they put that newest, latest thing for Social Security about when they're going to run out of money, or when they're not run out of money, but when they won't be able to pay 100% of everybody's benefits.
Right.
Which is really like kind of running out of money.
Yeah, kind of.
That's almost always right around my full retirement age. You know, so for most Gen Xers, yeah, that is a projected time where they're going to have some sort of issue, which means, what are they going to do? Well, we've got Congress that believes in not doing anything is more, you know,
and
blocking the other people from doing anything is more, you know, advantageous than getting anything done or actually leading and taking charge. So they're probably not going to do anything until this becomes a crisis, which, you know, sadly is bad. You know, so there are lots of ways to fix it, lots of solutions, but nobody's got the political will to actually tackle it until probably very late. So Social Security will be there in some format, but you know, what will happen? I mean, like right now they tax only 85%. Well, maybe they'll be taxing 100%. Will they move the age again, right? To, you know, higher numbers, you know, things like that. There's going to be some sort of change. There's going to be some sort of fix, but we don't know exactly what it is. And like I said, they're really not, you know, Congress is really not taking any action to do anything for these things. So, you know, again, I think that's where, you know, having that education, having some stuff that you can learn about. And that's why we've set up some of these, you know, great resources in our digital toolbox, where not only have my book, Worry Less Wealth, that you can download, but, you know, we also have stuff, will your money last as long as you do? What is the right Social Security timing decision? Might be a little earlier for Gen X because you know, at least they can get the money, right? yeah, so those kind of things, those are all sitting there. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric, can you ever be too young to start thinking about retirement planning?
No, I mean, I'm just bugging my son, you know, the other day to, you know, make sure he's like, oh, I couldn't figure out how to enroll. So I didn't enroll my 401k. I'm like, that's stupid. You know, just get
come
it
on. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Figure it out. You know, so yeah, no, you should always be thinking about it because it's so easy when you first start out. Just a tiny bit grows to be a huge amount because you got decades on your side.
Right.
If you're talking about your 40s, well, then you're, you know, only 2 to 3 decades left compared to your, you know, 20s where you might have 4 decades. So, that you should definitely be thinking about it. You should definitely be funding, you know, Roth money, ideally Roth 401k if you can, getting those matches, you know, all that stuff, at least at the minimum doing that. And, you know, then you can kind of go from there to make sure you're on track and, you know, get a little bit more detailed plan probably in your 50s.
Right. You know, I know my husband and I were so bad about that when we were younger, because to us in our 30s, retirement was, you know, a lifetime away. And then all of a sudden, boom, you know, we didn't save enough and we're like, playing catch up in our 50s. So even if you're in your 40s, you know, you have a lot of time before retirement, but there are some things you should be doing. What would you say in your 40s you should be doing, Eric?
Well, you know, like I said, you can do kind of a prelim calculation of, you know, are you on track or not? You know, doing an income plan. There's nothing wrong with doing that. And there's a lot of online tools, too, just to see how that money's growing. But no, I mean, the biggest thing would be just, you know, obviously trying not to have any debt, you know, paying off any credit card kind of stuff. But, you know, the bigger one is maxing out those retirement plans and getting that money in there. Ideally, like I said, Roth 401k and get those matches that from the your employer, all that stuff. So, yeah. And then just start building that money up. And, you know, that's going to be the easiest way to do it. And then you'll be happy about your younger self later.
Right. So true. And believe me, it means a lot because I'm not happy with our younger self. You know, we were instead earning more and spending more instead of saving along the way. So back to Gen Xers who are, you know, in their 50s now, retirement's so close for them. What should they be doing right now? They're still in their 50s. Saving should probably be the number one priority, right?
Yeah, well, so now they should actually be doing that. You know, like with us, we do this blueprint to worry less wealth where we look at your, you know, your situation. There's the first three are super interrelated, and that's having an income plan. Will that money last for the rest of your life? Are you, you know, on track or not? Then the second one would be those investments. What's the risk level? You know, where are those at? Are they diversified? So forth. And then lastly, a lot of times the part people forget about is how big the tax effect is on all those things in terms of income and investments. And, you know, once you have those three, you'll know if you're going to be on track or not. And then, of course, you have to figure out healthcare decisions. You know, how are you going to get that? What age are you going to retire? And then lastly, legacy, you know, who's going to get your stuff when you're gone? So I think once you're 50 up, that's where you need to start getting that plan in place. You know, it's not going to be super accurate because you might be talking 15, 20 years out. But again, at least you know you're generally on the right path. You know, that's, I think, one of the biggest keys is, you know, sitting down, having that plan and getting all that information. And again, that's something you can do with us here at Heckman Financial. There's no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Gen Xers aren't retiring in droves just yet, but they're awfully worried about how to get ready for retirement. What do they need to be thinking about before they actually get in the game? That's coming up next with Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio, and we'll be right back.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. We're talking about, you know, baby boomers are up to bat. Gen Xers are actually on deck. So Gen Xers aren't retiring in droves yet, but they're worried about how ready they are or how ready they are going to be for retirement. They're in their 40s and their 50s. This is a group we really don't talk about a lot on our show, Eric, but it is a generation that's starting to worry about, are they going to be able to afford their future in retirement? So for those people who have 10 or more years until retirement, for anybody just joining us, what should their priorities be in terms of saving?
Well, just make sure they have it, right?
Save, so, have it. Yeah.
Yeah, have some money built up, right? So, no, I think a lot of those people probably mostly always just funded pre-tax retirement plans, which means if they've done well, hopefully they've got a bunch of money in stuff that has been taxed yet. So I think a lot of the focus needs to be flipping that to being Roth 401k, Roth IRA, so that way they also have some tax-free money, because anybody who's Gen X, and myself included, know that the tax rates aren't going down, that the government's just spending and spending. Congress can't, you know, seem to stop. It doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on there. Neither one talks about actually spending less. And so, you know, one of the things that, you want to do is make sure that tax hit's going to be lower. So having Roth is better, but also just have some regular money too. I think people a lot of times overlook that. I mean, you need to have that 6 months of expenses and savings. And, you know, that beyond that, have some just regular investments too that, aren't taxable or aren't, you know, they still have some tax, you know, features, but, you know, they're not a government plan, right? You don't have to wait till you're 59 and a half. And, you know, then the other part would be also watch out for how much, if you've got kids, how much money they take from you, because you might need to cut them off. You might need to do some stuff. I don't know how many different clients I tell them to start charging more rent for their kids or charge any rent for their kids who are still living home. So, you know, there's probably a lot of adult kids that don't like me very much, but, yeah. So, I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, I think a lot of people kind of, especially nowadays, tend to not realize the impact of some of those decisions and how that's affecting their overall retirement health. And, you know, if they're not going to be able to retire because they're taking care of their kids, well, yeah, that's not very good, right? No. So we don't want to have that happen.
No, exactly. So there are, and we've talked about this before, there are Gen Xers and baby boomers who are part of the sandwich generation. And that's people who are helping their parents and even still helping their kids, right, at the same time. So if you do have those financial responsibilities, Eric, talk about how that can, you know, impact your own well-being in the future.
Well, probably one of the most interesting conferences I went to was years and years ago now down in San Diego, but they had, forget if it's UC San Diego or is San Diego State, but they had a Center for Aging kind of thing, study group type thing. And they actually showed physiologically that somebody who's a caregiver, they can actually see that in like, you know, medical tests.
Oh, really? Like in their brain or?
Yeah, the strain and the stress on them and all that stuff. So first of all, you just have to be able to, you know, mentally be able to take it, right?
Right.
You know, and then, yeah, especially taking care of parents, it can be a lot. It can be a lot of work. You know, I'm dealing with this with lots and lots of clients. Yeah, one case where dad all of a sudden started sending some really inappropriate emails out to a bunch of people. They had to take his computer away take his phone away and stuff. So, you know, it wasn't normally what he would have done, but, you know, just wasn't there all together and such. And right. And so, you know, that's stuff that's not financial, not anything. Right. But, you know, it does take a lot out of you. And especially if you live farther away and you're having to deal with it and come back and forth. So, you know, it's one of those things where you want to have that talk with your older parents, right? If you're in the sandwich generation, right? You need your own parents. What have they done? Have they done any planning? What are their wishes? You know, but again, also you don't want to necessarily take a bunch of your money and pay for their care because, you know, you might want to only use their assets. Yeah, because otherwise you might need it down the road for yourself. So, yeah, I think a lot of it's just having some communication, but figuring out which kid's going to do it, because that's the other, you know, awful thing sometimes is if you're the kid who's local to the parents and the other ones aren't. Yeah, you get lots of times, you know, everything thrown on you, and that's not necessarily fair either. So, yeah, you definitely have to have a family talk about all these kind of issues and really know about it beforehand.
Right. Now, you know, I had always heard like around age 60, you should start looking into maybe long-term care or at least long-term care plans. So I want to get your opinion on that. Long-term care insurance or just plans for long-term care?
Yeah, so the biggest problem with long-term care was, you know, it started in the 80s and 90s, and it was best insurance companies ever sold because there's no claims. And then it all hit. It was like a tsunami. All of a sudden, every single person got older, and all of a sudden, they all had claims, and it turned out they were way underpriced. And so they went back and jacked up rates on everybody, and they're still doing that and still doing that. So I'm not a huge fan of traditional long-term care. There's also these ones being sold to companies like group benefits, and they don't cover much, and they can also raise your rates, you know, once you leave the company and as you get older. So there's a lot of stuff that's kind of, yeah, it gives you some coverage, but you don't know what the price will be. And that's a little scary, especially once you switch to having a fixed income and things like that. So there's a lot of great things out there that are tied to usually life insurance or other tools, some annuity type stuff, where, yeah, if you're in your 40s or 50s, you could get some of these tools set up and they would give you that long-term care, you know, really at no extra cost. And it's just a matter of shifting some assets and making, seeing if that makes sense for your financial situation. So, yeah, I think I would use a lot of these alternative assets for long-term care. And, you know, that's, I think, way better way to go. But again, it's kind of annoying. This all starts back with planning. I know nobody likes to do the planning, right? Boring. But yeah, that's what we do. When we do that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we talk about that income plan, that investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan, we have all these things covered in there. And so I think it's one of the critical things that people need to do. So, you know, if you want to set some times, you know, have a 15 to 30 minute phone call with me just to find out what's going on, what concerns you have. And then we can kind of go from there, see if it makes sense to do the full-on planning for you. But again, it's just get those questions answered, start getting that information. And all you have to do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So, you know, the good news for Gen Xers is even if they are stressed about retirement, they have a lot of time on their side to keep saving. But let's go to the people who are coming up on retirement, okay? What do they need to be thinking about to make a smooth transition? I always kind of like to talk about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously there's the financial stuff, right? Make sure you've got an income plan. Make sure you know that money's going to last for the rest of your life. And it's always freaky for people just to send the money to the other direction, for lack of a better term. But I don't know how many times I have to have this conversation with clients where it's just like, yes, it's actually okay to withdraw money because they've only gone in, not out, you know, and so it's a weird, you know, weird thing. But also, I mean, just on the emotional and time side, you have to figure out what are you going to be doing in retirement, right? What kind of fun stuff are you going to do? What kind of activities? You know, I mean, most people have their travel plans, but what are you going to do on a day-to-day basis? Because you do want to have that a little bit dialed in a little bit more and thought about and, you know, make sure it's something you want to do because, you know, sometimes people do it and then they go, I'm going to go back to work. So, yeah, you have to make sure you have it a little bit planned out.
Right. Okay. So that's the question, right? Number one question, have I saved enough to retire? And then some people do just turn around and go back to work just because they want to for something to do. But talk about how you help people decide, you know, okay, am I able to retire?
Well, so I always like to do everything fact-based. So it's very simple. Put your assets and your spending level into an income plan and we'll see, is this money going to last or not? And if it lasts till you're 95, well, yeah, that's probably pretty decent. If it lasts till you're 75, you know, maybe you want to work a few more years. Maybe you want to, you know, change some stuff around, determine where you're going to live in retirement, you know, do some other things. So I think that's one of the critical things that people need to do is have that plan. Because then you know, when people say, oh, well, I get this much Social Security at 67 or this much at 70. Well, how does that affect your financial plan? I don't care how much dollars you get from Social Security. If you have to eat up a lot of your dollars to be able to survive, then that may not be the smartest plan either. You might need to turn it on sooner. So again, it all comes down to planning. So yeah, if you want to set up a time to talk and we can go over any concerns you have, all you have to do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And still more to come with Eric Heckman. This is Wealth Creator Radio. We'll be right back.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And you know, Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And Eric and his team can develop strategies to help you in minimizing some fees and even lowering your tax costs. Wouldn't you like to worry less? Well, today, we're going to play our little game of Would You Rather? And I'm going to give you a question. And this is a get-to-know-you time, too, okay? So tell us what you think, and then we'll also weave in some retirement ideas also, okay?
Okay,
sounds good. All right, first question for you. Would you rather eat only pizza for a year or no pizza for 1 year?
I'd probably have to go with
pizza for a year because, you know, you can have breakfast pizza. You can have all sorts of types of pizzas. So.
Good idea. Good answer. Yeah. I don't think I could go without pizza for a year. You know, it's always one of those fallback, like you're starved and didn't have time to make dinner. So, ooh, let's order pizza. All right. Let's talk about money. If we aren't retired yet, our financial decisions are really all about this question. Would you rather spend all your money now or save it to spend later in retirement?
Yeah, well, sadly, a lot of people aren't maybe purposely making that choice, but they are, in essence, doing that choice by not saving or not putting away. Or, you know, the worst thing I think people can do is when they say, I'll wait till I have extra money. Nobody has extra money.
That's you know,
there's
true.
There's always something you can be doing with your money. So there is no extra money. So, yeah, I mean, one of the biggest keys, I think, really for people to do is, you know, just starting those payroll deducted plans, you know, 401ks, 403b, whatever you have at work, if you have that. But it's tougher now because a lot of people are in the gig economy, right? And they're doing their side hustles or gigs or whatever you want to call it. And there is no set retirement plan. And so then that's when you have to really start budgeting that money and just think that check is never yours. You know, 10% should go right away to savings, another 20 probably to taxes, and then spend the difference. But it is one of those things where, yeah, you don't want to have, you know, have a great time right now and then have nothing in retirement unless, I guess maybe unless you have a 1 year to live. But other than that, you know, hopefully that's not the case. So, yeah, you would definitely need to start saving some for the retirement always.
So since you're sort of the financial guru, how do you teach your boys about, you know, saving and money?
Yeah, I probably haven't really done as good a job as I should have on that. But yeah, my oldest is, yeah, I never gave him any money for while I was in college for, you know, spending or living on. It was just, you know, the first year in the dorms. And then after that, you know, I gave him food money, but no extra money. So if you want to go do anything else, get a job, start doing it. And it's amazing when they get literally hungry enough, but hungry enough to want to do stuff or have fun, they go out and they go out and start making money. Yeah. You know, it's amazing how that happens. And so, you know, so, I mean, that's one thing. And then just, you know, they've had teen checking accounts from, you know, almost day one. And actually they're all kind of naturally thrifty. The biggest scam they do is if any Boy Scout trips they go on, if we give them, you know, they say, oh, you need $20 for this trip or whatever, they'll, you know, they won't buy a drink. They'll just buy, you know, just the basics for lunch or something. And then they pocket all the difference. And so, yeah, they've actually made a lot of money off of that, which is probably not quite how it should be.
But do they know how to count change? That's a biggie I've noticed with
teams. No, they do. Actually, youngest one, we had this big old change bucket, and his grandparents gave him their change bucket, and so we went to one of those Coinstar machines, you know, and swapped it all. But they used to give you other gift cards for no cost, and then this one they had to do. They changed which ones we did, so we basically went out to dinner with it and paid them money back. So,
oh, that's awesome.
But, yeah.
But there's this one opinion piece in Market Watch that I wanted to bring to our attention. And of course, it talks about our nation's love affair with expensive cars and trucks and how those big car payments can sometimes take away from our ability to put money aside for retirement. So let me ask you this in our game of Would You Rather. Would you rather pay for a big expensive vehicle or put that money away toward your retirement savings every month?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we all like to have nicer cars and, you know, have the better stuff, right? But a lot of my clients that did very well financially but didn't have, you know, any high-flying jobs or didn't hit it on, you know, lucky on the stock options market or, you know, anything like that, they quite often have 10 or 15-year-old cars. I mean, that is definitely a sign I've seen of a lot of my clients that were just kind of, you know, teachers or regular kind of professions, nothing where, you know, you get huge bonuses or anything else like that. But, you know, they just didn't spend a bunch. And now all of a sudden they've got a ton of money saved up. And so, you know, there's definitely a correlation to, you know, having more money and spending less on cars. you know, that being said, as long as you're doing what you should be doing, which is saving 15 to 20% of your income, then, you know, if you got the extra money, then go for it. You know, have fun with the car. But, you know, also realize, make sure you have enough other money to, you know, put away and saved up before you go do that. And that's the biggest problem, I think, is people don't do the first part right. They don't save the money first.
Yeah.
They go buy the expensive car, and then they don't have the money to save, and then it gets ugly.
And really, Eric, you kind of play would you rather with your retirees that you work with, don't you? When you're kind of laying out their plan for them?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, when we're sitting down doing the income plan, that's one of the things that, once you have that income plan that looks going here forward and says, okay, this is how much money I need to have to live the rest of my life, then we can see if you're on track or not. And should you be, not buying as many cars and putting more away, or what should you be changing? And then also look at that investment plan. Are those investments going to actually generate enough monies to get there? And are they going to start, turning into income, not just accumulation? Then, of course, you got to look at the taxes along the way. How are you going to afford health care, legacy issues? All those things are the five areas that we go over when we create that blueprint to worry less wealth for people. And that blueprint's something that we've been waiving the $1,500 planning fee right now for all the radio listeners. And, it's one of these things where, if you just want to take some time and really know that you're headed in the right direction, I mean, it's so critical to know that sooner than later. And so, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you do is set up a phone call with us. After that phone call, we'll get some information. And then if you want to go to the next step, we'll actually create that blueprint to worry less wealth for you. And then at the end of that second meeting is when we actually decide if we want to work together or not. So, again, there's no cost, no obligation. If that's something you want to take advantage of, just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we just thank you so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, founder of Heckman Financial, 28 years now, right here in the Silicon Valley area. And Eric is here to help you retire well. That's his passion. That's what he'd rather be doing every single day of his life. But let me ask you this. We're playing the game of would you rather. So once you, Eric, are in retirement, would you rather spend your money on a vacation home or maybe that dream vacation, riding your bike someplace cool? Or would you rather save it for things like a potential nursing home expense or maybe other healthcare costs?
Well, I mean, the reason why you have insurance is to offset those things so you don't have to have a savings account for those. And so, utilizing some specially designed life insurance, I'm not going to have to worry about nursing home costs. So, that's already covered. So I don't have to be, earmarking money for that. So that way I can do a lot more of those bike adventures, cycling across the Well, I don't know. My boys want me to do Canada next, maybe. Might do the East Coast Greenway. But, there's a lot of things that you can do. And so, you want to be able to know you can go off and have fun and do those things if you have those other areas taken care of. It's a lot harder if you don't know if you have those taken care of or not.
So then that brings me to this question, Eric. How does working with someone like you help give retirees confidence in their financial situation so that they can focus on the more fun stuff in retirement?
Well, literally, our name of our process is Worry Less Wealth. We're designed to make you worry less about money and finances and know that you're taken care of or know that you're at least in the right direction. And one of the things we've also developed is a checklist. And this checklist is a good way to score yourself to see how close or far you've done, how many things you've taken care of. So if you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Or you can go online and request it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president at Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And that is why Eric does this show every week. Now, we have come to the time in our show where Eric gives us a wealth success story. So I love this because it's really a lesson that kind of gives us an example to see how things have worked out for the better for retirees. So Eric, I'm excited to see what you have for us today.
This is about a client named Larry and his wife, Mindy, and they were downsizing. And so they moved down to the Monterey Peninsula area and, you know, helped them through the whole house sale and the taxes on that and everything. And then he was retiring at the same time. And this was a few years back. And so right as he was retiring, that's that next year is when he had to start doing his required minimum distributions. But his wife, Mindy's a lot younger, so we were starting to do Roth conversions and do more. She didn't have as much in IRA. And the neat thing now is since they also extended that age from 70 and a half to 72, and now it's all the way up to 73 for mm-hmm. people who are before 1960 and 75 for after. Now she had till 73, and this year she was her last year that she was able to convert everything that she had to Roth.
Wow.
And so the neat thing is, thankfully, due to that extension she got, that we were able to not have her have a required minimum distribution ever in her lifetime. Now, they've been having to take it out of his, and that they'll always have to do that. He had a lot more saved up. But the nice thing is, at least now she doesn't have to pay in the taxes on that. So that's really money for their two daughters that are both starting to finish up school. And, you know, they're actually both going into nursing. So kind of interesting. But
yeah.
So the neat thing, though, there is we had the time to plan, mainly because of the law change. And now I think if people, you know, had they come to me a little before when he was about to retire right away, you know, that we could have even done some more for him and such. So I think that's probably one of the big things to be thinking about is looking at not most people say, oh, I don't want to do a Roth conversion because I have to pay tax today. Well, this is not necessarily for their kids in reality. You know, if they had waited and converted even, you know, had more taxes, let that money grow, they would have been probably in a higher tax bracket when they were taking out all that extra money for her. And so really what we're talking about is if you're going to take money out, say 24% bracket now and 24% bracket later, then all that growth would be tax-free if you convert it. So lots of times people they just think, oh, no, I don't have to pay the tax. Well, one of that growth takes you now into the 32% bracket. And you know, you did great on your investments, did really good in your retirement account. And guess what? Now you're going to pay a ton more tax. Mm-hmm. When you go from 24 to 32, that's a 25% increase in taxes. People go, oh, it's an 8% change in bracket. No, that's 25% more tax
on
those other dollars. So, you know, that's what we're trying to avoid. And again, that's what we want to help you do. So, you know, if that's something you're interested in, you want to see how you can pay less tax, you're serious about taking some action, set up a time, 15 to 30 minute phone call with us, or just download our great tools at the Wealth Creator Toolbox by texting the word Toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word Toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.